Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The Mind Aware, 565.
How would you like an easy way to reinforce your mantras? If so, then why not make your password your mantra? Get Dana's list of 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. This is a list of 100 secure mantra passwords in the categories of wealth, love, travel, and fitness. Get 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. Imagine how many times a day you type your password. What better way to reinforce your mantra? Get your free list of 100 mantra passwords at danawild.com/mantrapassword.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that. Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. So happy to have you here and spend some time with you today. And today, we are going to talk about getting something done. We had a listener write in, and you can head over, if you go to danawild.com/askdana, there's a form you can fill out, and here's what came in over the Dana hotline recently. Here's what she writes. I am procrastinating over an online course I'm writing to help older female business owners. I know there's a market for it. I know the steps I need to take to get it up and running, but I just keep putting off actually doing it. So what do I do, right? Help me. Okay, and guess what? I can help. It's really funny because I actually have a course about doing courses, and some of the stuff we're going to talk about today is included in that. But most importantly, of course, procrastination is a mindset issue. So let's talk about this just a little bit, and let's pull back the layers on this. If you're procrastinating on something, what it usually means, and in my humble opinion, I think it kind of always means this, it really just means that your energy is not lined up around it. You know, when you're really feeling energetic about something, you're really feeling excited about something, you're really feeling like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to dig into this. You just do it and you dig into it and you don't have any hesitation. You don't have to talk yourself into it. And so the first question I would say is, do you really feel that way about this project? Do you feel like this is the thing that's my heart desire that I've been really wanting to do? This is something that brings me joy, or is this something you're choosing to do because it feels like it would make money? And there's nothing wrong with making money. You know, I love money. Money's a good thing. There's nothing wrong with making money. I'm only asking because sometimes if there's a little bit of a slow energy around something, or if your energy is not lined up with something, maybe it's not the thing you're supposed to be doing right now. Maybe there are other things that would light you up more that would equally benefit your business and benefit you financially. So that's the first kind of tip around this, is just ask yourself, is my energy lined up around this? And, you know, maybe this isn't the right thing, because there's nothing wrong with being a procrastinator. When you actually are a procrastinator, usually you're letting things simmer in your mind until the energy is lined up, and then you can run out and get her done. So that's all. Just be mindful of that is all I'm saying. The next tip number two, is let's assume that your energy's kind of lined up. Like, you're really like, guys, you just think this is a good idea, and I can't stop thinking about it, and I don't really know why I don't take action, and we'll talk more about that particular story in a minute. One of the things that I sometimes do if I'm thinking about something and I'm kind of on the fence is I'll actually send an email to my list of followers and I'll say, hey, I'm thinking of doing this. What do you think? And often, almost always, I get responses back going, yes, do that. Oh my gosh, I would be so excited about that. I would be so into that. So in a way, you're kind of borrowing their enthusiasm about it. It's like they get excited, and by you taking that action of sending the email and getting that response from them, you kind of borrow their enthusiasm, and it helps to get more enthusiastic. And obviously, you know, I don't advocate being externally motivated 100% of the time, but sometimes, you know, you really are just like wanting to be a collaborator and say, like, is this a good idea? Tell me what you think, and let's banter this back and forth. It's like a mechanism or an action that might help to juice up your own enthusiasm. If you decide, I'm going to do this, I'm moving forward with this, and I'm going to get my energy lined up, which we will talk about in tip number five. I know this is a good idea. I know this is what I'm meant to do. And I don't know why I haven't done it, but I am going to do this. Like, this is happening and I'm going to do this. Then what I recommend you do is sell the course. Sell it and collect money on it, because nothing will light a fire under your butt faster than having sold something you haven't created yet. So let's say you get some positive response from your followers. You say, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to sell this course. Then sell it, and sell it as a live course. So I actually personally have a whole course about selling live courses for this very reason. And if you want to check it out, you can check it out at danawild.com/create. danawild.com/create. Because it stands for create your live course. Because here's my personal experience, is that if I have to sit around and wait until I feel like doing a video on a subject, people are going to be waiting a long time before I get anything done, right? So what I do is I do this very thing. I sell something and then I deliver it live and I show up and I teach it. Because I know I have a big story about being a responsible human being who shows up to things and who delivers on time and who over-delivers when I deliver content, and I like to teach, and it's fun for me to do it live. And guess what? There is no easier way to create your course than to sell it first and deliver it live. This is why I created that whole Create Your Live Course. Create Your Live Course. So you can check out more details on that at danawild.com/create. But the point is, if you know, like, no, this is really what I want to do, then just sell it and you will get the fire to do it. And then you will have the videos to resell after it's done. You record the video sessions, the live sessions, and you've got it. So that's tip three. Tip four is, after you've sold it, you really need to make energy alignment your number one priority. And a little action I take often to help me do this is to write an outline. Because many times when I just write an outline for the course, which you're going to have to do once you've sold it, you're planning on teaching it live anyway. But many times when you do that, for me, I start to get fired up about it. I start to look at the things that I'm going to talk about and the things I'm going to teach, and I start to think about the people that are going to be learning and the things they might not know and the little details I should fill in, and I fill in that outline, and I start to get excited and I start to think, oh my gosh, this is going to be a really good course and this is going to be fun and they're going to totally get it. And there are things here that I've become really good at. It's become very easy for me that I can teach, and here they are. Here's the list and here's the outline. So usually, by that time, you know, you've gotten feedback from people who are saying, yes, I'm excited about this. You sold it. You're collecting money. You've written an outline. Like, you're fired up at this point. But the fifth tip shouldn't surprise you. All the while, the best thing you can ever do to align your energy and to get excited about executing and to move through procrastination is to say you're excited about executing and you're ready to move through and you're up and taking action. Because you don't need me to tell you that the problem is not the problem. The problem is that we keep talking about the problem and thinking and talking about the problem, right? So if you're saying, like, I keep putting off doing it, I keep putting off doing it, I keep putting off doing it, of course you're going to keep putting off doing it. Of course. Because that's how the brain works. On the other hand, if you start saying those little phrases to yourself, like, I'm getting excited about this. The energy is lining up. I'm taking steps towards doing this. I'm finally doing it. There's a good one. I'm finally doing it. I'm finally doing it. I've been thinking about this for so long. I've been talking about it for so long, and I'm finally doing it. I'm so excited to be doing this. I love doing this. I can't wait. I could almost like not hold myself back now. I'm so excited about doing it. I'm ready to do this. It's time to do this. I'm finally doing this. This is so exciting that I'm moving forward and getting this done, and it's going to be so good, and it's going to help people, and I really can't wait, and it's going to be so fun to take action, and I love the idea of doing this, and the energy is just perfect, and the timing is perfect, and all good things unfold in perfect timing, and this is proof of that. I love that I'm ready for this. I love that I'm doing this. This is happening. This is happening. I'm already doing it. It's so cool that I'm finally doing this. I can't wait. I'm getting started already. It's so exciting. I'm finally doing this. I'm doing it. I'm doing it, right? I mean, almost, I hope by now you're like, I wish you'd stop talking because I'm ready to go do something. That should be the effect of listening to all those sentences in a row. So those are my five tips for really getting your course done, getting online, monetizing. You know, if you want to do it together, check out my Create Your Live course, as I mentioned before, at danawild.com/create. At the end of the day, the things we talk about here when it comes to energy alignment and taking action and getting things done versus procrastination, they're the same things no matter what you're doing. Whether you're creating a course, whether you're cleaning out your closets, whether you are building your website, or, no matter what you're doing, if you know that mindset matters most, if you know that it's an inside job, if you know that when you say those positive sentences, you get more positive, better results, then you're already 99.99% of the way. Have fun. And I know, go do it. It's finally happening. Go get her done right now.
I'm excited! I mean, like every time Dana says, you know, you gotta take a drink.
A donkey's on my back with the bridle in my mouth, whipping me and telling me what to do.
This is what this tribe is about. This tribe is about breaking through paradigms.
Letting go is an inside affair.
Every human being is a unique and different human being.
Please don't shoot me if I say anything bad today.
Don't put an apple on your head and I won't. All you have to do is flip the button.
I was like, taboo, Dana. Like, what? I was just like, what the heck is wrong with me? I'm like, I just want to go to work. I'd like to just have a girlfriend, settle down.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.